2020 threw us a whole lot of curveballs, and for the local growers at Calhoun Flower Farms and a whole lot of us, it's meant it's time for a pivot. I feel like I say that word a lot. Today's guest is Susanna Calhoun, and she's here to talk about the Calhoun Farms Apothecary line, a nice way to keep flowers in our lives as we support local. Welcome, Susanna, to State of the Arts.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
When I saw your post about your apothecary line, it dawned on me, oh my gosh, you all were so focused on lots of events and weddings and big occasions where people needed flowers. But will you run us through your 2020, what you can remember and what was that like and your whole roller coaster?
Oh yeah, roller coaster is right. I feel like we could all probably design our own at this point. But one of them for us was that we were about 80% driven by events and weddings. And literally in a matter of about 2 weeks at the beginning of April, that shattered. I mean, it shattered. And shout out to our clients and our brides, because that's also an emotional roller coaster to have to plan your wedding through something like this when you actually can't be together, when that's the whole symbolism of a wedding. So it was a lot of emotion. And what we did was first summon compassion. And we had to remember that we're all in the same boat. And so we worked with our clients, worked with their contracts, made sure everyone was good and content, and made sure that they felt taken care of, because so many just kind of were left out in the kind of middle of nowhere, not knowing what to do. So we did that first. Second, we had to implement different ways to still be, first off, we're a small business, profitable. So right. How are we going to build that up when 80% of our business vanished into thin air, literally? So what it was just careful thinking and frugal thinking and resilient thinking, knowing that we still have a mission. We still want to make sure we need to supply flowers to people that truly need them right now. And so that drove us to keep going, because when 80% of your income gets slashed in a matter of days, it's a whirlwind like everyone's been through. So we sat down and we began this apothecary line originally as well as a form of education, because in this area, it's not as common to farm flowers. Now it's becoming a thing, and we're so happy about it. And so we realized in order for this to keep going, we needed to educate our consumer on how else flowers can be used in their lives. And also for us to educate ourselves on this truly magical plant of many varieties. And so we dug deep and we really got into history. I mean, flowers have been a part of human history for tens of thousands of years, and they all have very significant meanings. And we thought that was also another way to tie in awareness about unity, about how flowers truly can bring us together. So we used the apothecary line to, one, have a shelf life. And so we realized that that's very important, and to create different platforms to educate others and to realize that these flowers aren't just something pretty on your table or in an event, which often kind of reflects waste in a way. We love events and they're beautiful, but we wanted to show that there's a much more wholesome approach to flowers and having them in your life as well. And so that 2020, thank you.
Learned a lot.
Yeah, you know, thanks. Keep it positive. And that's what we drew from last year, which is keeping it wholesome and pun intended, going back to your roots. And and so these products are meant to, one, educate, but also to enhance the borderland and show people what this beautiful, beautiful borderland can do.
You know, it's amazing, because to me, throughout the pandemic, it's important to have flowers present. It's like the one thing that brings me so much joy. And like at the corner of my desk, there's always flowers, and they've become this necessity, because it's like, I need this beautiful life near me for me to continue plowing through. So I absolutely understand what you mean when you talk about that. But can I ask you, before we move on to the apothecary line, what happened to your flowers right at that moment when they vanished? Did you figure out how to repurpose them, or were you stuck with a farm full of flowers? I mean,
we definitely were stuck with a farm full of flowers, but on the scale of horrible events that happened in 2020, we said, hey, this isn't the worst thing in the world and we need to make the best of it. It was truly heartbreaking because you see something literally from start to finish. You plant it in the ground and then you see it go on a truck and go into someone's house. And so that part is truly heartbreaking because by that point, you already have hundreds of hours invested in that product. So yes, a lot of it was wasted in a way, but I prefer not to say wasted because I think every single experience we had as farmers and as business people, we learned something. And so those every single stem that went back into the ground was a lesson in reflection, in waste, in repurpose. And so some were definitely gone, but we were able to really supplement and we really chose to embrace the idea of subscriptions and making sure that we were going to begin to go on this journey of being accessible in grocery stores. So we are available in Pharmacy and Toucan Market. So they really worked with us this year and we really created a well-oiled machine on the grocery line. And that's another way that we can also further educate people. So we used those flowers the best we could. And then that's when our research really began on what else can we use these flowers for. And so those flowers were, they were, let's call them the pioneers. They were
Yes. The pioneers.
So they had a valiant effort and they began something really powerful.
Okay, so now let's talk about that thing that is really powerful because you've obviously been on this roller coaster. I love your outlook on it. I mean, it's beautiful, truthfully. Tell us about the new products. Tell us how you are now incorporating flowers as you move into this new phase.
I think number one is breaking the stigma. I think flowers can be seen as very feminine, but we're coming out with items like activated charcoal soap, that is just dreamy, honestly, for anyone. And it's incorporated with Essence of the Desert, meaning we use this to, again, educate and show what can be used in the desert. So this will have creosote, which is those amazing,
that beautiful smell.
Exactly. So it's now going to be in our soap, along with yucca powder. Yucca powder is what yucca is, the state flower of New Mexico, and it has powerful remedies. And so we are now infusing that into a soap with New Mexico Soap Company. We're also going to be working with four other businesses. So that was the other thing that we realized is that we can't see another small business go under if we can help it and work together. And so this also helps us stimulate multiple economies and yet again broaden the audience and education. So we are working with Cultura Candle Company out of El Paso, Texas, and they are making three different scented candles for us with our product in it. We are also working with Of the Oak Farms, who makes our bath bombs. We have two different types of bath bombs, sage and rose and lavender. These are all natural. They have clay. They're very moisturizing. They're very aromatic. And then we have all kinds of other stuff, sage smudges, which also incorporates our beautiful ancestry of this borderland and really its original people. And we really pay homage to that history as well. We, again, emphasizing on spreading awareness to youth. We have gardening kits. And so there's multiple things that you can do within our apothecary line for multiple ages and demographics. We're coming out with a flower tea. And we, again, stuck to our guns on trying to break stigmas on, one, who grows your flowers. We are in a very male-dominated industry, agriculture across the line. that's one, along with flowers. And so spreading that is kind of our big goal. So these items, we hope, will enhance everyone's atmosphere, but also find out that we're living in an incredible environment and this came from this area.
It's beautiful then to be able to bring that into our home.
We also have one other item as well. We're experimenting in live jewelry as a tribute from our wedding event days, which we still do safely and with COVID precautions. So live jewelry is something that we created to give another perspective of accessory and style with flowers. And so these are actual jewelry items, but instead of a pendant or a gem or a diamond, you're getting a cluster of cactus, succulents, dried flowers. And then you also get a little bit of background with your actual item that tells you what's in it and also how to replant it. So once this dries, you will be able to propagate your necklace
I love
and grow
it.
it. So hey,
Yes.
we're just going nuts on these ideas. So you can find us online. We have our shop is officially open. We have all kinds of merch and info at calhounflowerfarms.com. We're available at Farmacia in Mesilla, New Mexico, and then Toucan Market in Las Cruces. And later this spring, we're so honored to announce that we will be in Whole Foods this coming year. We're thrilled. So 2021, late spring, we'll be in Whole Foods.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You manifested. You went through the whole thing so quickly, and here you are manifesting your 2021, just to be clear and to put it out
So
there.
grateful. Manifesting definitely happened. We talked about Whole Foods 2 years ago and we said, you know, that's on our goal and it stayed on our goal list. And it really is the power of attraction and just really manifesting something you believe in. So
There we have it. Today, my guest has been Susanna Calhoun. If you want to get your hands on live jewelry that you can then plant, or candles, or bath bombs, soaps, visit calhounflowerfarms.com. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
thank you.